Hi, we are
Sam,
Katie,
and Michaela from Castleton, and you are listening to
WGXC ACRA
on 90.7 FM. Keep on smiling.
Tune in to the Daily Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report from the River Newsroom from Lissa Harris of The River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of the Other Hudson Valley website. You can go to therivernewsroom.com and theotherhudsonvalley.com websites for more information. Tune in to the River Newsroom's Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report every night at midnight at WGXC, also at 5 a.m., 7 a.m., and 9 a.m. for all the latest reports about COVID-19 regulations, new laws, new mandates. There will be interviews with political officials and more on the River Newsroom's Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report, weekdays on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Brendan Donegan of Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
ACRA, Hudson, Catskill. Yeah.
To bring the trauma overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate, and when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all,
people
y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs. Chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurting, living crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
the weight of the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? One world, one world.
We only got
one world, one world.
That's all we got.
One world, one world.
And something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with the good world, world. Yeah. We only got one world.
That's all we got. One world, one world. Hello, beloved Brightsiders. This is your friend, the perpetual optimist, Pastor Kim. And I'm right back here with you on this first Wednesday in the merry, merry month of May. 8 o'clock hour. Let me know how you feel about that. So glad to be back, though. So glad to be back with a little help from my friend, Mr. Randall Martin, on our audio technical audio technical piece part. Well, anyway, snaps and claps to you, Randall. Thank you for helping us out tonight. Well, my friends, so we're still living in COVID-19 land, right? But hey, we got some songs. We hope it'll help lift your mood and get a message out there for the mind, music for the soul. We're gonna keep this thing going. The Black Eyed Peas, I don't know what year that was, I'm sorry, but they had the question, where is the love? Well, the OJs had an answer, the love train. I'm going to get this train moving tonight, the love train. Come on, y'all, let's go with it. Y'all remember back then when OJ came out? People all over the world, join hands and get on the love train. We on that love train tonight, beloved. And that song came out in 1972. It's about, what, 48 years old? Sounds like it was 48 years old, too. Sorry about that. But let me tell you, it still does what it does. Gets us in the mood, right? I'm going to slow it down a little bit, though, because what we're going through right now is a chance for people to reflect and reset. And not everybody's gotten on that train yet. We want to help some people out. Some people are holding some stuff. And, you know, with people, you know, passing on out of this world into the next, all around, especially downstate and some other parts of the world and parts of our country, too. There's a song that Miss Lauryn Hill put out. The title of it is Father Forgive Them. I think we all need to, you know, be able to say that when we think about people who have done us wrong, didn't get on that love train, wondering where is the love. Some of the things that we hear today in our politics, in our media, we question where is the love. We get some love shown. We still need a whole lot more love out here, right? But in the meantime, and in between time, there are sometimes when people will hurt us knowingly or unknowingly, intentionally or unintentionally. And the best way to release ourselves from that grip of that power of that pain is to forgive them. Well, Lauryn Hill had a song out and it says, Father, forgive them. I want to put that out there to help somebody consider that maybe they need to ask for forgiveness, or even if they don't, somebody knows somebody needs to be forgiven, just go ahead and forgive them, y'all. This is Miss Lauryn Hill with Father, Forgive Them.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Although them again, we will never, never, never trust. Them not know what them do. Big out to yai while I'm sticking like glue. Blinking green while I'm plotting for you.
Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do.
Oh,
That was Miss Lauryn Hill and Father Forgive Them. We're going to have back to back to back after that with I Preach, I Refuse, and This Is Life. Mr. Josh Wilson, I Refuse. Mr. John Legend, Preach. Isaiah Templeton, This Is Life. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the music with the message.
Say a prayer and just move on, like nothing's wrong. But I refuse, 'cause I don't wanna live like I don't care. I don't wanna say another empty prayer. Oh, I refuse to sit around and wait for someone else to do what God has called me.
can't sit and hope, I can't just sit and pray that I can find a love when all I see is pain. Falling to my knees, and though I do believe, I can't just breathe, baby, breathe. Oh, 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 oh. I can't just breathe, baby, breathe. And heaven knows I'm not helpless, but what can I do? Sit and hope, I can't just sit and pray that I can find love when all I see is pain. I try to do the things I say that I believe. I can't just breathe, baby, breathe. Oh, 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 I can't just breathe, baby, breathe. Oh, and though I do believe, I can't just preach, baby, preach.
In this life, sometimes things grow cold. In this life, tests can take their tolls. But one thing my God promised me, He said He would be right there. So as this rain falls on me, trust Him still to get glory out of this life. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Get glory out of this life.
Yeah,
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 yeah. Get glory out of this life.
In this life, sometimes things go wrong. Life, every day can be the same song.
Same sad song, but
one thing my God promised me. He said He would never leave. So as this rain falls on me, I will trust Him still to get glory out of this life. Come on, sing it. Say, yeah. Get glory out of this. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get glory.
For this life was given to me to bring God glory. And His glory, it will be revealed in my. Cause He wrote every page of my life. So I'll trust Him still to get glory out of this life. Yeah, yeah. The kingdom and the power.
yeah. One last time. Get glory.
Yes, 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 ma'am, yes, sir. Get glory out of this life. How many of you know, you can let me know, you can call in tonight, or maybe text in anyway, 518-912-5014, 518-912-5014. I want to take a poll and see how many of you know, and everyone that does text in, you'll count for about 100 people, I'm sure. Know that tomorrow is the National Day of Prayer. And the National Day of Prayer was started in 1952 by President Harry Truman. Well, we continue it for almost 70 years. Thank you. 70 years. And soon, in 2 years more. This National Day of Prayer celebration on tomorrow has a theme, as it does every year. And the theme for the National Day of Prayer for 2020 is Pray God's Glory Across the Earth. Pray God's Glory Across the Earth. So, you know, this song from Mr. Templeton, Get Glory Out of This Life, goes right along with the theme for our National Day of Prayer. That was Mr. Isaiah Templeton with This Life. Get the glory, God. That's what we're praying for. And that's what we're going to be praying for as a nation on tomorrow. There is also a theme verse, and it is from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 14. And in that verse, it reads that we would, oops, I lost the verse. So much for waiting, looking on my technology. I'm going to come back with it. I'm gonna come back with a hard copy Bible because there's a countdown that keeps popping up on my screen when I'm trying to get to that scripture verse. Ain't that something? I'm going to have to come back with the hard copy Bible. But listen, also want to say that today is the National Day for Recognizing Nurses. It's National Nurse Day. Snaps and claps to all of our nurses out there. My goodness, so many names more than I could mention, but I have a couple of dear friends, and Brother Pierre June out here in Columbia County, he's a nurse. Young Mr. Jonathan Gallimore, a son of Hudson, he's entering nursing school. I'm so happy about that. I want to shout out Miss Joanne Williams down in Long Island, New York, and our own Paula Richardson from right here in Hudson too. For all of you in the nursing programs, for all of you nurses that are actively doing your thing. My primary care physician is a nurse practitioner, also deployed right now as a medic in the armed service. Want to think about her and all the other nurses that are medics on our armed services. Also want to think about our nurses that are in the prison systems and, you know, just nurses everywhere. We want to love on them. Doctors, you're going to have y'all day, but today we shouting out the nurses. Also, I learned that it is National Teachers Week, National Teachers Week. So again, we want to shout out all of our educators and our teachers, those of you who are doing your lessons viral, teaching on computers, and Google classroom screens, and all you moms and dads that had to step up and start doing homeschool along with the teachers with this viral educational system we got going on here. I want to shout you out too. This is Educators Week. We love you. We thank you. You're not getting paid enough, so we hope that all of this, you all will get a boost too. But I have something for you, and it's the song Lean On Me. Lean on me. Can't be there for each and every one of you, but if I could, I surely would. I ask you, lean on me. God can handle it. Lean on God. We love you. Thank you.
Lean on me. just might have a problem that you'll understand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother.
That was the late, great Mr. Bill Withers. He left us earlier this year. And Lean On Me. Well, you know what? If you want to call me tonight or text me, the number is 518-912-5014. 518-912-5014. And I do see that someone tried to get through. I see a number. So I see you. But something happened. Anyway, thanks for texting. I know you're listening. All right. Well, we're gonna keep the party going. Thinking about you out there making it through this COVID nation and the COVID-19 situation. But we are mighty, mighty people. All right. We are mighty, mighty people. Because we are connected to the mighty, mighty God, right? So let's hear what Earth, Wind, and Fire sang about. Encourage our souls, strengthen our hearts.
Bye.
fantastic. All right, Chuck, I'm getting ready to go back on. Let me see if I can get you on, too. You're like...
This is for the busted hearts. This is for the question marks. This is for the outcast soul, lost control, no one knows. Sing it for the can't go back. Sing it for the broken past. Sing it for the just found out life is now upside down.
If you're looking for hope tonight, raise your hand. If you feel alone and don't understand. If you're fighting the fight of your life, then stand. We're gonna make it through this hand in hand. And if we fall, we will fall together. Together.
This is for the second chance. This is for the new romance. Singing for the left in vain, overcame. It's not too late.
Together we are bolder, braver, stronger.
And that's the name of that tune, Together. That was King and Country with a new one featuring Mr. Kirk Franklin, Together. That's the name of the game, beloved. That is the message we've been getting for several years. Together. We're better together. We're stronger together. We'll get through this together. Okay? Time to put egos aside and turfs aside and agendas aside. Let's do this together. I don't know if some of you got the message. Said we'll fall together or we'll rise together. Let's choose rise. How about that? Huh? Listen, we got a couple of callers, a couple of texts in too. So it's good to hear from you. We got a text from Miss Pat out in Hempstead, Long Island, and she says she's loving the program, and she did not know that tomorrow is the National Day of Prayer. Thank you very much. We got a call in from a brother, Chuck. Hey, Chuck, out there in Valencia. We're so glad that you took the time to call in tonight, and shared me some news with me, but I got to check it out a little bit more and find out what's going on out there in Valencia at the Barnwell, but we're going to pray for the Barnwell Nursing Home. Will you join me? We're going to pray for our residents and our neighbors and our friends and the families out there that are dealing with this COVID crisis situation out in Barnwell. I want to take a pause for the cause and just remind you, or if you didn't know, let you know that you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, WGXC 90.7, radio for open ears. We're going to keep it coming. Hallelujah. We're going to keep the music pumping. And we have help from our audio technical guy, Mr. Randall Martin. And he's looking for a special song request right now. So we're going to see if we can get that special request going. But we have something already lined up for you. And we're going to come back to that in a moment with the help of our dear friend and colleague, Mr. Randall Martin, tonight here at WGXC at the 8 o'clock hour. You know, we are doing this remotely, and it's just it's just amazing what we are able to do. Randall's in one location, I'm in another location, and the studio's in another location. So my voice is being funneled through one stream, and music is coming to another, and we're all coming together in the studio out there in Acre. Isn't that a wonderful thing? It just amazes me. I'm a person of a particular age, and some of this stuff still wows me. So glad to have Randall here to help us tonight. We want to come in and bring it in with a song for mothers. We know that Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, and you know what? We may, okay, I have a treat. Never mind. I have a treat at the end. It's a little bit lighter. So I'm going to hold my Mother's Day song for then. This one, I really fell in love with this song. It's by Aura Day and Common. And it's I Stand Up For You. I want to dedicate this one to mothers too. I want to dedicate this to all of us and all of you. We're in this together. We're going to stand up for one another. Okay. How about that? I Stand Up For You, Aura Day and Common. Let's hear it.
Mama, I love you. Mama, I care.
And so, beloved, we're winding down our time today, and it's been real. You know, we are here, as I said, doing this remotely from different locations. So appreciate you all hanging in there with us. I've had fun. I hope you've been blessed. Just want to say, in a spiritual commentary sort of a way, tomorrow is the National Day of Prayer. And you know, prayer is even more relevant today than it has, as relevant today as it has ever been. If we ever needed God before, we sure do need him now. And so we're praying and we're reflecting on how good God has been, because, you know, things could be worse. Things could be worse. And in some places they are. We want to ask God to help let his glory spread all over this earth. Let his love, let his kindness, let his mercy, let his forgiveness, let his glory just come and flood the earth. I hope you'll be praying with us tomorrow. Listen, you can go to the National Day of Prayer website. You can Zoom in there. There are some observances going on by Zoom. Listen, I'm going to even give you my email address, klsomic@gmail.com. If you're looking for a way to observe the National Day of Prayer tomorrow and you don't know how to connect, just hit me up. I'll hook you up. All right. Well, beloved, it's about time for us to get out of here. I want to shout out all the May birthdays. My first heartthrob, Mr. Mark Robinson, your birthday is this month. And my childhood sweetheart, isn't that something? Happy birthday, Mark. I hope you have many, many more healthy and happy. Also, all of you who are celebrating birthdays this month, I'm sure there's some people I'm leaving out, but I'll be back, God saying the same, in 2 weeks. I'll get you then, all right? We do have a song that was requested. And Chuck, it gives my heart great pleasure to let you know that our audio engineer, Mr. Martin, Randall Martin of Martin AV Services, was able to get that song up so that we can play it for you as we get ready to leave out of here. Before I go, I just want you to know, no matter how gray the day, no matter how dark the clouds may hang low, the sun is still shining, still shining. Light on upon us. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip, beloved. Hang on in there. We can do this, and we can do it together. God bless you. And Mr. Randall, if you will play for us today this special request for Mr. Chuck, Mr. Louis Armstrong. What a wonderful, wonderful world. Well, that's one, but it's not the song.
Will we be okay? Will we be okay?
Yes, sir.
One day I can feel the sun shining. Next day a bullet can leave a mama crying. Will she be okay?
Lord have mercy.
Tell me, will we be okay?
Testify.
I got $25 in my pocket, and I think another 10 in my glove compartment. I'm trying so bad not to cry, but it's hard to stop it. But you say, oh, love, I need you, promise you got it. So I'm gonna be okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna be okay.
Sing. It's dark right now, but I still see the light. Come on.
Why do we hate one another?
Yeah.
When love is the most beautiful color, it takes away the pain.
I hope somebody's listening.
And makes everything okay.
Now
I thought I'd have it for you tonight, darling. But listen, tune in next time, and it'll be first up. How about that? I want you to be well, stay safe, everybody. Be careful, stay prayerful. Remember, God loves you. I love you too. WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.